The struggle on the south side of the Beltway is the police activity in Alexandria. The bulk of it is congregated on the interloop near Telegraph Road in the local lanes. This has jammed traffic in the locals across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. You're on the brakes back near St. Barnabas Road over on the Maryland side, and it's bogging down the southbound commute on I-295 from the 11th Street and Douglas Bridges on South Past. The Naval Research Lab. Drivers on the interloop very slow from there across the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Local lanes. Through lanes are all open, but part of that police response is way over on the opposite side of the Beltway on the outer loop. And on the outer loop, the far right side is blocked near Telegraph Road in the local lanes as well. It would be slow, but perhaps even slower leaving Springfield there on the outer loop as well. Now, on the opposite side of the Beltway, outer loop traffic isn't great. From New Hampshire Avenue, delays extended to Silver Spring past Georgia Avenue. The response to the broken down vehicle keeping the left lane blocked. Sometimes you can move them, sometimes you can't. Chainbridge Road, near the bridge between Glebe Road and the George Washington Parkway, alternating at a rush hour work zone, sharing one lane uphill and downhill, slowly off the chain bridge and work around down the Claire Barton Parkway toward Glen Echo. Our newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. New year, new look. Save 55% off all furniture, plus free delivery and 36 months no interest financing at Regency Furniture. Dave Dildine, next traffic report is coming up in about 10 minutes.